What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 373. In this episode, I'll discuss if linazolid can be used to inhibit bacterial toxin production in necrotizing fasciitis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode373. Clindamycin is usually thought of as the antibiotic to use in necrotizing fasciitis to reduce toxin production. But linazolid and clindamycin both bind to the 50S subunit of the bacterial ribosomes to inhibit protein synthesis. Linazolid is a particularly interesting choice in infections with group A strep, as the drug has both streptococcal bactericidal activity and antitoxin effects. Additionally, necrotizing fasciitis may be caused by MRSA, which would also be covered by linazolid. A case study published in 2017 describes the adjunct use of linazolid in successful treatment of necrotizing fasciitis and streptococcal toxic shock syndrome. The author stated, while the patient was hemodynamically stable, the patient's wounds, leukocytosis, and thrombocytopenia all progressively worsened. After initiation of linazolid, the patient slowly improved clinically. To get a free copy of my visual critical care antibiotic guide to easily remember spectrum of activity, go to pharmacyjoe.com/ABX. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.